Wisdom for Our Recovery: What God Hates and What God Loves. When we pray for God's will for us and the power to carry it out, God just doesn't point to something unfocused in the distance. God brings truth up front and close and tells us in simple ways what we need to know and act on. In the book of Proverbs in the Bible, there is much wisdom in the many clear and simple sayings that are truths we put into practice while we were learning about our life in recovery. Today, we find a list of practices that are clearly not God's will. The more we avoid these things and do what God says, the more we will grow and find continued success in this new life we have been given. The Bible says, "There are 6 things the Lord hates. In fact, he hates 7 things. The Lord hates proud eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that kill those who aren't guilty. He also hates hearts that make evil plans and feet that are quick to do evil. He hates any witness who pours out lies and anyone who stirs up conflict in the community." From Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. We have all sorts of excuses for lying and for angrily confronting or accusing someone of their wrongdoing. It's easy for us to be a bit shifty and underhanded in how we approach a person in authority or someone from whom we want some favour. Instead of acting in these ways, God calls us to be those who love and lift others up, and with all that we are to encourage them. God is love, and he tells us to love one another, promising that love will never fail. From the Bible, we read, "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance." From 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for rescuing me from sin and darkness. I admit that I have done things that your word says you hate. Forgive me and wash me clean. Help me to move away from being sneaky and negative and always blaming others. Help me to be humble, truthful, quick to do what is right, and to make peace rather than say things that stir up anger and conflict. Help me to establish new patterns of thinking and behaving, regardless of what others may think. Help me to endure through every circumstance. Your love is unfailing, and you have been my friend who sticks close to me. My desire is to please you with my life. Amen.